We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at wyxr.org.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll take us off that. Yeah. And so today I have my lovely wife, Kim, with me.
I'm back.
Hey, Kim.
Hey.
All right. Well, we went to New Orleans last weekend and had a really big time. I was shooting some interviews down there, and we kind of ate our way across town and really had a good time and started thinking about, like, that New Orleans beat. You know, New Orleans certainly has a feel, but it has a sound and it has a beat. And so we wanted to play some New Orleans music for you this morning. Are you feeling up to it, Kim?
I absolutely am.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're here with me. And,
well, I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, you know what? It is my pleasure. Always enjoy having you on the radio with me. And, yeah, folks, if you've never listened to our show before, it's called Songs That Move You. And these songs move us in a certain way. So when we were driving back yesterday, we started just thinking about New Orleans songs. And the first one that hit my head was this song by Lee Dorsey. And I just remember this from when I was a little kid. And it's a song called Holy Cow. And it's just so cool. So we're going to play Lee Dorsey doing Holy Cow. It's got that New Orleans beat.
I can't weep, I can't deep, since you walked out on me. Yeah. Holy smoke, what you doing to me? I can't eat, I can't sleep, since you walked out on me. Yeah. Holy cow, what you doing, child?
Holy cow, what you doing, child?
What you doing, what you doing, child? You walked out on me, yeah. Holy smoke, what you doing to me, yeah. Walking the ledge, my nerves on edge, since you walked out on me, yeah. Holy cow, what you doing, child? Since you walked out on me, yeah. Holy smoke, what you doing to me, yeah. I can't eat, I can't sleep, since you walked out on me, yeah. Holy cow, what you doing, child?
Oh, man. Lee Dorsey singing that. Holy cow. What a song.
Never heard that one.
You've never heard that one?
Was that from your youth or something?
Yeah, it was. It was. And my youth is a different
that was different in century. The black and white era.
That's right. It's yes. When everything was black and white in the world.
That's right. And then when I came along, my era is when things slowly became colorized.
That's right.
Yes.
That's exactly right.
Yep.
Wow. I love that. Yeah, that's Lee Dorsey. Man, that is so cool. He said, I can't wheel and I can't deal
can't do
since
nothing.
You walked out on me. That's so cool. Wow. Okay, I love that. I do love
and I
that.
Liked the band version, too.
Yeah,
when we
right.
found it yesterday. That was good, too.
Yeah, yeah. We heard a version of the band doing that.
I love the band.
I do, too. Man, they're just a about as raw and down mm-hmm. there, you know, probably never played the same thing twice ever.
Sure.
You know, just playing. They were great musicians. Okay, well, tell you what. Okay, now you get a pick now. What would you like to hear?
Well,
we're going to get in a different century.
Yes, I think so. This century, I think we're going to play I Need You by John Batiste.
Okay, here we go. John Batiste.
That was a good one. That was good for a Monday morning.
Yes, that was a great song.
Yep.
Wow. Did you know that song? Did you know that song beforehand?
Yes, I did. Oh, okay. I had heard it before, but yeah. You know, it popped up on a playlist this past week, and I thought, man, that's perfect.
Yeah, that is great. All right, that's very cool. The next song that I'm going to play is a song by Fats Domino, who is arguably, I guess, probably the best known recording artist from New Orleans. You know, he had. You don't think so? You're giving me that weird look. Why is
I feel
why
like you're
look?
Inviting a lot of competition, a lot of conversation. I feel like we're going to get texts and calls about that.
Okay, folks,
statement.
If you don't think that Fats Domino is the greatest, is the greatest New Orleans artist, then keep it to yourself.
Because this is songs that move us.
That's right. These are songs that move us. And right now, these are songs that are moving
us. These are our words.
That's right. Now, this is a great song. Fats Domino came along in the 50s, and I'm sure he had been playing in New Orleans, you know, his whole life or whatever. Probably started playing when he was 12 or something. But he had a bunch of really huge hits. And he was, you know, along with Elvis and Jerry Lee Lewis and people like that, he was just really hot there.
I listened to Maybelline on repeat.
That's Chuck Berry.
Exactly. That's who we were talking about, right?
No. We're talking about Fats Domino.
You totally let me. Yes, okay. Yes, okay. I know. God, I was trying to cover up. God, he totally missed it, guys.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I knew it was Chuck Berry. It's Monday. Listen, we were in New Orleans all this weekend, and I'm having a blue Monday because I'm home.
Yeah.
And I would love to be back in New Orleans right now.
Yeah, I don't blame you. This song, I got to tell a little story. For a lot of my career, I produced like corporate shows, like big conventions and stuff around. And we were doing a corporate show in New Orleans, and this is probably in the mid-90s or something. And we were doing a big party after the thing was over. It was like a three-day conference. A lot of people there, 6,000 or 7,000 people. So it was a big show. And we hired Fats Domino, Alan Toussaint, and Pete Fountain, the great clarinetist, to play at our party.
That's cool.
And so, you know, I had to, you know, as doing my job, I had to, like, you know, look over all the contracts and stuff like that. In Fats Domino's contract, it specified in his rider that he get two bottles of Courvoisier brandy. Is that brandy?
I don't drink,
cognac.
Man. I
okay.
have no idea.
Right. Cognac, yeah. Two bottles in his dressing room, and two buckets of Popeye's spicy chicken, and he needed for his dressing room to be 90 degrees.
Yeah.
Can you believe
that? I wonder
if
that was for his vocal cords.
Maybe so. Maybe so. And
that's
hot. It was so weird. I mean, we had to hire one of those little construction trailers.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And bring it in. And
to get it hot enough.
I had to send somebody out, and they bought, I think we bought six little electric space heaters. But let me tell you what, that place was 90 degrees when he came in there. And later, you know, he told me, he said, "Hey, man, thanks for having my dressing room hot." I said, "Okay."
Yeah, but it was for, who knows?
It was,
man, that's,
man,
hot, though.
He came out and killed it, though. So that was a long story to tell you that we're going to play a song by Fats Domino. This is Blue Monday.
Man, now I want some chicken. That does sound like New Orleans to me. I think,
man,
I'm going to,
yeah,
go back to what we said earlier, that gauntlet that you threw down.
Yeah.
I think he might be, yes, the most.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and you think of all the other songs he had. I'm Walking.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
Know,
no, I'm with
walking
you.
Walking to New
it
Orleans.
It took me a second to catch up, but
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, good. All right, well, it's your pick now. What song would you pick if you could pick a New Orleans song?
When I Die, You Better Second Line Me.
Yeah, okay.
Let's play that. Well, I feel like I'm going back to work in a few minutes. And if we have not met, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, let me just tell you, I work at a cemetery. I work at Elmwood Cemetery. And so I feel that it is thematic for my day. Mm-hmm. So let's play a second line song.
Okay. When I die, you better second line me.
With Kermit Ruffins.
Here we go.
Been down the street when I die. Oh Lord, you better second line. When I die,
when I die,
you better second line.
Second line.
When I die,
when I die,
you better monkey shine.
Take your time.
You better put my coffin on top of the bar. Put the jukebox on a closer walk. When I die,
when I die,
oh Lord, you better second line.
Second line.
When I die,
when I die,
you better second line.
Second line.
When I die,
when I die,
you better second line.
Second line.
You better put my beeper on my side. Face the pretty girls, think I'm still alive. When I die,
when I die,
oh Lord, you better second line.
Second line.
Oh, when I die,
when I die,
you better second line.
Second line.
When I die,
when I die,
you better second line.
Second line.
You better put my trumpet on my side for the big jam session beyond the skies. When I die, oh Lord, we gonna second line.
right. Man, that was a good one.
That's a good one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a very good one. Yeah.
I did not see any second lines while we were down there this weekend, though.
You know, I didn't either. And
lots of people getting married, though. Tons of wedding pictures being taken and wedding parties and bachelorette situations. Yeah. It was a lot.
Yeah. And I tell you, man, New Orleans was looking good.
It was looking, she was looking good this weekend.
Yeah, and
she was.
And what we, what your mother in her infinite wisdom told us, because when you told her when you were talking on the phone to her.
Man, the city's so clean. God, there's like.
And Carol said.
Well, it just had the Super Bowl. Of course,
that's right.
Cleaned
up. Of course, Carol. Thank you.
Thanks, Carol.
And, you know, yeah, they cleaned up for the Super Bowl. And I tell you, it really was nice.
It was. It was really nice. And man, we ate so much food. I want to give just a moment to talk about District Donuts on Magazine Street.
Go right ahead.
The Vietnamese frozen coffee. Is there any in Memphis? I don't know, but I'm going to find it if there is. And they had a brûlée cinnamon roll.
Oh, yeah. That was so good.
It was so good.
Yeah.
Man, the food was good.
Yeah.
Everything that we ate.
Yeah,
there was nothing bad.
Yeah.
Nothing.
And we ate at some really fine restaurants. And
at one of the restaurants we were at,
we saw
Dr. Anthony Fauci.
That's right. Yes.
And Walter Isaacson.
That's right. Yeah. So I'm sure there's going to be a book about Dr. Fauci from
man, I hope so.
Isaacson.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, it was nice seeing the great man. And I tell you, Dr. Fauci really, really served our country beautifully,
mm-hmm.
you know,
sure
during a one of the most, or maybe the most confusing time in our history.
Yeah.
So thank
Precious
you.
Precious cargo.
Thank you, Dr. Fauci. And maybe we go right into this next song, which is, can't get much more New Orleans than this.
There you go.
This is Dr. John with Right Place, Wrong Time.
Wrong.
Okay, just about missed that one. We were in here running our mouths. We had an intervention while that was going on.
We had a text from
our fact checker.
Right, Courtney, my sister, who said it wasn't Carol who said that. It was Courtney who said sister.
Courtney, thank you for telling us that they cleaned up for Super Bowl. That's right. I was mistaken. Mm-hmm. Hey, we got people fact checking us.
We're all messed up today. Look, we've just been on the road.
Yeah.
A lot of things happening. Sights were seen.
That's right.
A lot of driving and such and things.
Driving and looking, talking. That's right. That's what we do. All right. Well, folks, we hope you're going to have a great week this week. There's a lot going on, and there are things going on here at WYXR that I want to tell you about. We have the Pledge Drive, and that's starting April 5th and goes through April 12th. So, if you'd like to, you can go to WYXR.org and hit that donate button, because this is all community volunteer radio. And so everybody you hear on the air here is a volunteer, somebody who just wants to get on and entertain you and talk about their passions, whether it's music or spoken word or whatever. Spoken word, I guess, is that redundant? No, I guess it could be a red word, right?
Okay. And not spoken. I'm sorry. Let's keep moving.
We're getting a little off subject here. That's right. But whatever, remember, the Pledge Drive starts April 5th and goes through April 12th. And if you'd like to become a partner of ours here at WYXR, we want you. We need you. Thank you so much. Also, this Thursday night, April 3rd at 6 p.m. at the Memphis Listening Lab, which is on the second floor here at Crosstown, right off the atrium, we're having a memorial evening for Stanley Booth, who was the great writer. He wrote the book about the Rolling Stones, and he wrote so much. He really chronicled really kind of the early stories of Memphis, the birth of rock and roll and all that. And he was an internationally known journalist. And he did a lot of participatory journalism, too, like hanging with the Rolling Stones for years. He was with them at Altamont and all
that. I like the way you put that, participatory journalism.
Yeah.
So he, yeah.
I mean, he was a part of it.
Yes.
He was a part of the story. And it really hadn't been done until that era of guys came along, mid-60s.
Okay.
Hunter Thompson
was the first one that came to my mind.
You know, I mean, they thought, okay, yeah, we'll write a story about these people, but hey, I'm kind of as crazy as they are.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let me jump right in. And so it gave it a different dynamic when they were talking about what they did with these people rather than just reporting. Mm-hmm. You know, and it was a big change, a sea change in journalism. And it was very interesting. And obviously they ran off the rails a little bit, you know, people trying to do things that really
outweird each other.
Yeah, outweird each other, exactly. But Thursday night we're having a memorial, and it's going to be music by Joyce Cobb with John Bass and Jimmy Crosswaite, and readings by Jackson Baker, Jimmy Crosswaite, Robert Gordon, Ruby Booth, and Nanette Bablinger.
He can't read it from where he is.
I'm sorry,
Nanette. I'm so sorry.
That's right. It's across the room from me. But it starts at 6 p.m. this Thursday at the Listening Lab. So come on down, and, you know, if you knew Stanley, which a lot of people in Memphis did know Stanley, and or if you didn't know him and you're just want to hear a little bit more about the lore of Memphis music and the world that we have here. Mm-hmm. It's going to be an interesting evening. So I thank David Less for putting this together, and it's going to be an interesting evening. Okay, what do you want to hear now, Kim?
Oh, my goodness. What's next on the list?
Well, I thought you wanted to maybe play the Sonny Landreth.
Oh, Say Show. Yeah, I want to play that. That's a good song. I liked that.
Okay, this is Say Show.
One, two, one.
Good morning.
That made me nervous.
You're not shooting with it.
That was a good song.
It's a good one.
I don't really know Sonny Landreth.
Well,
but
I mean,
that's cool. Yeah,
got some Zydeco feel to it. I mean, we have to like at least tip our hat to a little bit to Zydeco since we were in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yes, right. Okay, folks, you're listening to Songs That Move You on WYXR. My guest today is Kim Bearden. Hello, Kim.
Hello.
Are you having fun?
I am. What's the weather going to be like this week?
Well,
or at least today?
I think the high is going to be about maybe 58. I have no idea.
I think it's going to be in the mid-60s.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then I think the high is going to be in the mid-60s.
Mm-hmm.
And light breeze from the southwest, 10 to 15 miles an hour. and I predict that you're going to get some of that yellow stuff on your car.
Oh, Lord,
today.
Have mercy.
I know, there's a lot of yellow stuff.
Golly. Oh, when we were driving, I wish that I could show everybody the picture that we took. We were driving, what town were we in?
No, we were just driving down 55, and it was kind of around Batesville or somewhere.
Yeah. And we look up, and Willie's like, that's not dust. Because it looked dusty.
Yeah.
It's like, that's not dust. That's freaking pollen.
It was pollen. I've never seen that
much
pollen.
And it went on and on and
miles
on.
Miles and miles, yeah.
And it was. I took pictures of it. You can definitely tell. So, you know, everybody's nose is just runny and everybody's sneezing.
Yep.
So it's, you know, it's springtime in Memphis.
I know. Wow. All right. Well, tell you what. We're going to... Oh, I have another announcement to make.
And that is?
That is the WYXR Spring Reverb fundraiser concert is coming up on April, I think that says 14th. They did it very small. 4 to 7 p.m. And it's in a secret location. So just drive around until you hear these people. And let me tell you who's going to be playing there. Ryan Davis and the Roadhouse Band. Lorette Velvet, one of my favorite people on
She's
the planet.
Cool.
She's going to be playing. And the Walt Phelan Band. And so they're going to be playing. Probably somebody can tell you where the secret location is. I do not know. But I guess we'll figure that out. Or somebody will figure it
out. Someone will.
Yeah. Surely a lot of you people have inside information that we're not privy to.
Mm.
So I hope you will come to this. And it is the spring fundraiser for this station. So we need you to help out. Okay. I'm going to play another song. And I think I want to play, you know, certainly one of my favorite New Orleans-type songs. And this was a song that was out... in the, I don't know, mid-60s, I guess.
Doesn't Julie Spear love this song?
I
feel
think
like she does.
Yes.
It's either Julie or Carrie. I can't remember Carrie Brown. I can't remember which one of them, but I feel like one of them loves this song.
All right, this is Robert Parker doing
Barefootin'.
Here we go.
Everybody get on your feet. You make me nervous when you're in your seat. Take off your shoes and pat your feet. We doing a dance that can't be beat. We barefootin'. We barefootin'. We barefootin'. We barefootin'. Went to a party the other night. Long tall Sally was out of sight. Threw away a wig and her house sneakers too. She was doing a dance without any shoes. She was barefootin'. She was barefootin'. She was barefootin'. She was barefootin'. walking barefoot all night long. Take off your shoes and throw them away. Come back and get them another day. We barefootin'. We barefootin'. We barefootin'. We barefootin'. Everybody get barefooted. Take off your shoes. He said to Sue, if I barefoot, would you barefoot too? Sue told John, I study stew. I was barefooting ever since I was two. They was barefooting. They was barefooting. They was barefooting. We barefooting. We barefooting. We barefooting.
Ain't got no shoes on. What a song. Man, I love that song. I've heard that song 9 million times and I still love it. It's so cool. It's just so cool. Golly. You know, people are so smart and creative. You know, every time we do this, we do this every week, I sit here and think, what a wonderful thing it is that people are artistic and can share that with the world. And I think sometimes in our world, things look dark and all that. But just always remember, people like to have fun. People like to do artistic things. And I don't think anybody can stop them.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. It's going to happen.
Yeah. Great stuff. All right. Well, tell you what. Let's play. All right. How about a song by Irma Thomas here? She's like the Queen of New Orleans, man, and what a great singer she is, and she has been around a long time, but this is a song that you might know by the Rolling Stones. It's called Time Is On My Side, but I think she did it first.
We're going to say she did.
Yeah, let's go say that, and we can get our fact checkers.
Somebody will text me in a moment.
That's right. Courtney, get busy. When did Irma Thomas do Time Is On My Side, before or after the Rolling Stones? But here we go, Irma Thomas.
Yeah, time is on my side.
Tell you, Irma Thomas is laying down the truth because, you know, time is on her side.
Mm-hmm.
That man will come running back to her.
He will.
Don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
As a woman, can you say that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, did we hear anything about the last fact?
Okay, the last fact check that came in was apparently that Irma Thomas released this in 63 and the Stones did it in 64.
Oh, so they were just copycats.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. Like, duh.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not bad.
No,
that's
it's not bad at all.
That's the way it is.
It's not bad at all. So I want to, if our friend Kelly English is out there listening, Kelly, you were on the show probably a month ago, something like that. We had a great show. Kelly's from New Orleans, so he's got the cred that I don't possess. but he knows New Orleans music. But let me tell you, when he was on the show, he had such great songs.
And yeah, his list was phenomenal.
It really was. And he and I talked about New Orleans music and stuff. And that just kind of has been sticking in my head. And I kind of wanted to make our attempt at, you know, tipping our hat to New Orleans.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think we're doing okay.
We're hanging in there.
That's right. We're going to do it. Yeah, right. Okay, well, I tell you what, how about, oh, man, how about the Neville Brothers?
Oh, it's a solid choice.
Yeah, okay.
Which one are we going to play?
Are we going to play Yellow Moon?
Yeah, that's a great one.
Neville Brothers, they started their band. They always played together, I guess, but they played in the Meters and had a bunch of different projects going on. But this is from, I guess this is from like the maybe late 80s or something. Yellow Moon by the Neville Brothers.
She wrapped up in some other heart.
All right. Man, Yellow Moon.
That's a good Never one. Was.
That really is a good song, man. What a beat. What a beat. What's a playing? Those guys could play. So we were hearing Aaron Neville sing from the, I guess, the late 80s or something like that. So let's hear Aaron Neville singing from the 1960s.
You want to hear that? Oh, let's do it. Yes.
Yeah. And everybody will know this song.
I love this song.
But it is, it's truly one of the most perfect songs ever recorded, I think. And I'll go out on a limb and say that.
Okay. I'm with you on that limb.
It is so good. So here's Aaron Neville from, I don't even know what year that was, 65, 66, something like that. But it was a huge, huge hit for him. It's Tell It Like It Is.
If you want something to play with, go and find yourself a toy. Baby, my time is too expensive, and I'm not a little boy. If you are serious, don't play with my heart, it makes me furious. But if you want me to love you, then a baby I will. Girl, you know I will. Tell it like it is. Don't be ashamed, let your conscience be your guide. But I know deep down inside of me, I believe you love me. Forget your foolish pride. Life is too short to have sorrow. You may be here today and gone tomorrow. You might as well get what you want. So go on and live. Baby, go on and live. Tell it like it is. I'm nothing to play with. Go and find yourself. But I tell it like it is. My time is too expensive, and I'm not your little boy.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
Man, what a song.
I'll say.
God, what a great song. What year was this? We had another.
Well, I had fact check sent in by Eddie Wilson, which was he recorded it in 66.
Okay, 1966.
Thank you, Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, Eddie. All right, Eddie is a regular on the show, and we thank him for listening. We thank you all for listening. And I hope everybody's going to have a great week this week. It's.
It feels like a good week.
Yeah, it does.
It's going to be a good week.
One of those magical weeks.
Yeah, yeah, no, I agree with that. I love spring in Memphis,
yeah, me too.
It's a good time.
Me too.
I will also give a PSA right now, if I may.
Yeah.
I am getting my second shingle shot this week.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Okay.
Thursday after work, I'm getting my second shingle shot.
Yeah.
So if you are in the same age, if you graduated high school in 1993, it's time to get your shingle shot.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
I tell you what, people have told me that shingles ain't no joke.
Right, I've heard it from many a folk.
Yeah.
So
and
please
go
get your shot.
I haven't had mine yet. You know what? I'm going to get one this week.
Okay, sure.
I'm going to get one this week.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe in that.
You should.
Okay, well, folks, you're listening to Songs That Move You on WYXR, and we're glad you're here with us this morning, 91.7 or WYXR.org online, as we call it. We're going to play a couple more songs here, and then we're going to have to scoot because our hour is almost up. So we're going to do a thing. This is one of Kim's picks. It's What's My Name by the Hot 8 Brass Band.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah, here we go. That's cool. The Hot 8 Brass Band. I was not familiar with them.
Now you're familiar and you're like, that's good stuff.
That's right. It's very good stuff. And I really like that. And folks, I want to thank you for taking this ride with us this morning. It's always a lot of fun and always glad you're here. And I hope it makes you smile when you listen to our show every week. And keep coming back. And remember, we've got our pledge drive coming up, starting in just a few days. So help out if you can, or just send us some good vibes along the way. We're going to end it today with another Dr. John.
It's a great choice.
It really is. It's this is Such a Night by Dr. John. And we will see you next week. I forget who's on. Oh, Rick McCollum's on.
Yeah, my dad.
Week. Yeah, Kim's dad, Rick McCollum, is my guest next week. So tune in. And let's see. Here we go. Dr. John.
Such a night. You're such a night. Sweet confusion under the moonlight. Such a night. Such a night. Mine. and here I am, trying to steal you away from him. Oh, but if I don't do it, you know somebody else will. If I don't do it, you know somebody else will. If I don't do it, you know somebody else will. If I don't do it, you know somebody else will. And it's such a night. Such a night, sweet confusion under the moonlight. It's such a night, such a night. To steal away the time is right.
Swinging group at the papers, Jerry Lee.